When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say but, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. Don't call me Shirley.
I'll tell you what then, why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
All right, maybe I will.
By what name are you known?
There are some who call me Tim.
Introducing the new G.I. Joe with Kung Fu Grip. Kung Fu Grip. It's my life, it's now or never. Cause I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live alive. It's my life. When you say bye.
You've said it.
All right, so you know when a theme is good, you play it twice, right? That's the theory.
That's the way
here.
To go.
Okay? Welcome to G&D. You've got Jocko, Rocco, Socko, and Bo.
Excuse Hello. Me. It's Rocco, Jocko.
Yeah, we're that's the attorneys are sorting that out, Rocco. But anyway, welcome to the program. We're really excited to be here. And we had 2 hours of prep? What? Where are we?
Yes, about 2 hours, I would say, yes. Sorry.
Yes. We had this talk, Rocco. We had this talk, mic technique. So
knee deep into it.
We've got everybody on their devices trying to invite people, so we may have one or two listeners.
I want to get $1.50 tonight.
Which would be one or two more listeners than the first
No,
show.
We did the math last time.
Oh, we did?
Remember, we had four on Zeno, and we knew that Blog Talk Radio was at least 200,000 times in
That's correct.
Bigger,
right.
So,
I forgot.
Yeah, so remember that. Okay, anyway, welcome to Good G&D.
Hello.
We got a lot of good stuff to talk about tonight, but before we do that, it's been, what, 6 weeks since we've been
the
here around this table?
It was a long break. I love it.
They said, you guys need to go sort some things out. Fix yourselves.
Who said that? The FCC?
The FCC, the EPA, the
CIA,
the FBI.
Dig it. Dig it. Dig it. Like Matt Busby.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah.
Society.
Now, well, I mean, the first, our pilot program, which was kind of a beta test of this whole thing, we did just before Christmas. It was Rocco's idea. Let's do a holiday show. Yeah. He said, I said, is this a good week to start? And you said, hey, what better time to start than the holidays? That's what you said.
It's all about G&D.
You really need to get right on that mic.
Okay.
Good and drunk.
And so we did. We
Can we invest in better equipment? By any chance.
You can put that requisition in.
Okay.
The accountant's pretty stiff with the funds,
I mean, you know, it just means sitting up a little. Not
Sometimes
leaning.
You have to reinvest.
I mean, you got the Fritzy over there in your lap.
He's
I mean,
a good puppy.
But anyway, we did the beta test just before Christmas. We've had dozens all of listens. So clearly it was something that people were looking for. There was a void in the marketplace. And we filled it.
With double digits.
And with peanuts, apparently, because...
They're eating them.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Delicious.
So we've got a lot of cool stuff lined up for you. Every one of us came in with some topics
Not
to
me.
Talk about.
What was your topic again, Bo?
Was there a homework assignment?
I'm not getting into that one until next week.
Well,
it's a very broad topic, if I remember correctly.
Broad topic.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So... what you're texting?
Me? No. I am inviting friends so we get some listeners. I'll have $1.50 tonight.
Why don't you mention what was the topic again? But why don't you lead us? Why don't you lead
me? I am not bringing up that topic right now.
Okay, bring up a topic.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
Let's not get into this argument thing yet. Just pause it for 1 second. We do have a phone number and we will take phone calls.
Yes. Oh.
That number is 661-449-1405. 661-449-1405. Hopefully Judy calls in because we've all taken some time to examine our lightsabers.
That's right. That's right. Oh. Now, 661 area code, where does that get you?
I have no idea. So Mars?
Alaska. Africa. Yeah, Alaska. What are we talking about?
Why don't you plop down a line? Let's take a caller.
Is that like a... Is that a major toll call? What is that?
Who needs a beer?
I think most folks, thankfully, on their cell phones, there's no tolls at all, which is good. But if you were worrying about, 30 years ago when we used to have to save up for a week to make a long-distance phone call.
So for the most part, it's toll-free.
It may as well be toll-free.
I think so.
Exactly. Anyway.
Have you tried this new beer?
No. Okay, we should talk about that for a second. What everybody's
drinking
tonight.
Let's talk about beer while we're drinking.
What we're drinking tonight. Rocco, what do you got over there? What the heck?
What was...
Rocco, what do you got? What are you drinking?
I picked up a Guinness Blonde. A Guinness Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. I wanted to give it a shot.
Now, this is something that's been on the market for not too long.
No.
And you hadn't tried it before? This is the first time?
First time.
And the review right now?
First
blush? What is it?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah?
I never had a beer I didn't like. So.
I mean, you're an Amstel Light drinker generally.
Generally, yes.
So how does this compare to the Amstel Light? Which is kind of piss water in my book, but
it has a little more body, I would say.
A little more beer to it, I think, probably.
Well, you might say.
Yeah, you might say that. Okay. Sacco, what do you got?
Stella with a side of Kraken.
Now the Kraken you just made us all do a shot of, by the way, just to kind of kick it off tonight. Yeah. And that had a bit of a bite.
Got to get started. You know the Kraken doesn't fool around.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Neither does my stomach after it. And. Bowl.
I want 5-hour energy and a Bush Light, baby. Yes.
Now, is that above or below Amstel Light when it comes to...
This is the bottom
piss
of
water?
The barrel.
Yeah.
I would say PBR. Well,
that's good beer.
Isn't Bush what you used to buy when you couldn't afford Bud?
Exactly.
It was Hello.
Or Meister Brau.
I'm an out-of-work musician.
Meister Chow. I remember that.
Yeah.
Meister Chow.
And I just, in case anybody cares, I'm drinking the
Newcastle.
English brown ale.
Newcastle. Yeah, we got the blue blood drinker.
Let me ask you a question, Jim. Is that the stuff that's
Jocko? You mean
Jocko? Thank you. Sorry, Jari Jocko.
Yes.
Is that the stuff from Vines from years ago, still in the cooler? Is it aged now?
For those of you who don't know. Bo and Jocko used to own a bar called Vines, and much of that liquor ended up in my basement.
It still looks like
when we sold it.
The bottle a little dusty, man. Little dusty.
No, I still got a lot of that crap. Anyway, our number is 661-449-1405 if you'd like to call in. And we have a lot of topics lined up for tonight, including some noises, apparently.
So did you hear Lady Gaga's, the main... dish at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh.
Is it?
Is it? I thought it was Beyonce.
She's singing.
I thought it was Beyonce.
Anthem.
Oh, she's singing the national anthem.
Yes, that's different.
That's it. The halftime show is, I think, Katy Perry, isn't it?
Well, no. What were we going to say about Gaga?
Well, you know, I don't know. All American? What do you think?
I think it's a stretch.
What I think of Katy Perry?
I thought, didn't I just read something about Beyonce singing? Is she during the halftime show?
I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I believe it's Bruno Mars and Coldplay.
Yes. Oh, and someone else, too.
Then what the heck is Beyonce doing?
Bruno Mars, Coldplay, and...
Does Beyonce do much now anyway?
I don't know, but there were Vegas now has odds on whether or not there's going to be a wardrobe malfunction with Beyonce's breasts.
Oh God!
Because that's what she's known for.
Oh, it is Beyonce.
Really?
Beyonce is the third.
All right, thank you.
Beyonce's known for wardrobe.
No, she's known for breasts.
Well.
And a butt talk.
And I think there's a lot.
I think Bo's just. You know,
I'm still
Bo's just a little sad that it's not Katy Perry.
That's what I think about that one.
Was that last year, Katy Perry?
I don't know. So let's talk about the Super Bowl for a second. Rocco, either of those teams, Panthers, Broncos?
I think Panthers are going to kill them. Panthers,
yeah, but
I mean,
were
I think,
either one your team? Or
no, not especially.
Yeah,
I just think Panthers look like they're having fun playing football.
Yeah, well, they've had a great season. Yeah, no question about it.
Panthers should blow them out. But you know, I hope the Denver goes through. You know, I really do.
For Manning or for Denver?
For Manning, just to say goodnight.
All right, let's put it on record here. I mean, this is all down for posterity here. Let's take predictions. What's your prediction of the score?
Carolina wins 34-17.
34-17, Carolina.
Yep.
I was going to say 28-11.
28-11, Carolina.
Tough to get 11. I have
it is
to
tough
admit.
To, it is tough to get 11. Now that I think about that, hold on. Let me switch that.
You got a safety. Don't worry about it.
You want a second shot?
No, they may go for 2 points being down so much right away. I don't know. I don't want to take anything from you.
Sacco, do you want
to? I am the guy you want in your football pool. What is it? Yeah. Right? Picking the square that nobody's going to get.
It's bold. It's bold prediction. I would say it's bold.
That is bold.
Very bold.
Good for you going out on a limb like that, Sacco.
That's right.
17-14, the bow pick.
Do you think it's going to be that close?
Yeah, the defense is good.
Really?
Yeah.
17-14?
Denver.
Denver?
Yes.
Well, the spread's like 4.5, I think, right now.
Is it?
Is it?
It was.
Let me call my bookie.
I'm thinking it's 24-21, Carolina.
I got a text. It's not working.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, again.
And I think it's going to be a snooze bowl, personally.
I think Carolina is having way too much fun playing football, and I think they're going to continue to have fun and score a lot of points.
I hope so.
That team is one of the few teams you ever watch, and they're having a grand old time playing football.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
We had a request in our chat room to each one of us identify ourselves so we know who's who, because, you know, it's audio and voices can be confusing. So, Rocco, go ahead with your little squeaky voice. You start.
This is Rocco.
This is Sacco.
This is Bo.
And I'm Jocko. So there we go. And did you actually have a text that we...
Somebody said I did get a text that they couldn't hear us. Oh, I have another text that it is working, mm-hmm. and that is from across the divide.
Wait, which divide?
Alaska.
Alaskan listener.
We have an Alaska listener.
It's good to know we're being heard in Alaska.
It just cut out, actually. That was the last text.
It must be time delayed.
And the person that could not hear it got it now.
It must be they're switching.
And then said, 2 hours, really? Question mark. Yeah.
Can we talk for 2 hours? Can we stay sober enough to talk for 2 hours?
Good luck with that.
I'm trying.
We're doing a two-hour show?
90 minutes-ish.
Could have been a three-hour tour. Hey, how's that? Marianne or Ginger on an island? Who's your pick? Quick.
Both of them.
You got to pick option. One.
All right, Marianne.
All right.
Yeah, Marianne.
Yeah, Marianne.
Although, if you see both of them now.
Ginger.
Marianne.
Oh, my God.
Marianne. Mrs. Howell.
Mrs.
Open
Howell.
The coffin. Hey, baby.
Mrs. Howell looks better than Marianne at this point, for sure. Yeah, Marianne. Marianne did not weather well. Yeah,
I think that was Ginger Rogers, whatever her name is. I don't know. Hey, little buddy.
Yeah.
Skipper.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's start talking about topics and see what's going on.
So
somebody, I gotta adjust some things over here.
So I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, how awkward it is to be, you know, you go to the gym, you go into the shower, and there are guys that are eyes up, right, in the group shower, yeah. And then guys that aren't, right? People come up, talk to you and stuff.
Right.
It's just kind of a weird thing, isn't it? Eyes up.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've been in the gym. Can't you tell?
Yeah. I'm with Bo.
No, but I hear you, man. I hear you.
Well, maybe they're just sizing you up.
So,
literally.
You know. Well, I don't know.
They want a piece of the bull guy? Hey, God bless them.
Maybe they just like feet. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But what's the rule, right? If it's eyes up, you look awkward.
Right? I don't think that's awkward at all. I think that's very respectful.
I think looking mid-range is more awkward.
Yeah, no lingering, yeah, right? No
yeah,
lingering,
yeah.
Right? But you want to look natural.
And no tapping. In every way. No tapping.
How did we get to the subject?
It's certainly no
shower.
It's certainly no brushing bodies as you're trying to get to the other stall. No.
Well, tight locker.
Oh, you need me to get that section in your back, do you?
I got a tight locker section here going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. That subject's pretty weird for me.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Soap on a rope.
All right. Have you heard about this Texas father who took away his daughter's cell phone?
Nope.
And he was charged with theft.
Oh, God, here we go.
The phone he bought her?
I'm assuming. Yeah. A Texas father was accused of theft after he confiscated his 12-year-old daughter's cell phone because she had an inappropriate text on the cell phone.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the good news is he's been acquitted of this charge.
I would hope so.
However, a judge in Dallas found the guy's name is Ronald Jackson not guilty, citing insufficient evidence. Not that he had the right to do it, just that there wasn't sufficient evidence to say he stole it.
I'm sorry. The person who pays the bill?
It's his phone.
Owns it. That's it.
Well, I would think so. The police in this community, Grand Prairie, Texas, arrested him a few hours after he took the phone and refused to return it. The father is 36 years old, and he found a text on the phone that was just inappropriate. You know, I don't know how inappropriate. The girl's mother said that the girl owns the phone. I don't know if maybe these two are split up. I would think.
Yeah.
But it's a 12-year-old.
I think it's a divorce situation.
And reported the confiscation as theft.
Can a 12-year-old own a phone?
No.
Well, I don't
know. Of course they can. Why can't they? They can have property. Why can't they have property? But I'm guessing it's a divorce situation.
Yeah.
The mom bought the daughter the phone.
Probably.
And
mommy loves you
dad
more.
Dad took the phone because he said this is ridiculous.
Well, the father found something inappropriate on it and said, you're not having this, which, thank God, somebody acting like a parent these days.
That's right.
You know, I mean.
Swift kick in the ass they all need, I think.
Well, enough of us aren't.
This happened a few years ago where the high school girl sued her parents to pay for college.
Oh, that's right.
I remember
that. There was a case where she said, no, you have to pay for college.
Oh, God, I hope my daughter ain't listening. I'm going to court.
I hope there is a young lady listening, realizing working for free is not right.
Yeah, well, you know, exactly. Unless you're in a family business, that's part of the deal. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Just because you get college credit for it doesn't mean it's free.
So
that's all I'm saying.
The father in this particular story, he posted $1,500 bail to get out of jail for this thing. I mean, this show, you know, we've got criminals lined up that we can't get court dates for because there's not enough time in the courts, and they're wasting time on this crap.
It's amazing. It's amazing the waste of money that would.
Get you going there, it Bo, does it? Get you going.
It boils me.
Get you going.
Speaking of boiling, I need to cool down with a cold Busch beer.
I mean, he ended up fighting this, and he won. But, I mean, at what cost? You know, did it? How much?
Well, the whole
attorney's fees?
The whole thing's ridiculous, right? Because at some point, you're responsible for the kid's behavior.
Uh-huh.
Right. But then when you legislate or enforce something... then you're held accountable for going too far.
So, but take it to an extreme. Let's say you have a four-year-old with a wiffle ball bat, and he's beating another kid with it. You take that bat away. And is that theft?
Right.
I mean, technically, I mean, it was the kid's bat.
Right.
I mean, but he's beating someone with it, another four-year-old. I would think, you know, it doesn't seem to make sense.
Right. And you mentioned it. It was a year, two, 3 years ago, whatever it was, the girl sued her parents.
Yeah, Jersey girl.
Yeah. And she ended up losing, if I remember correctly.
I think so. Yeah. I think she did lose.
That is just crazy.
I hope so. She lost.
Just crazy. It's just crazy. So this guy, he beat the rap. He's now a free man. And he kept the cell phone.
Good.
Just to show her.
And he probably used it in front of her at breakfast.
What was the maximum sentence for something like that? Did they say? Could he gotten up to like 5 years?
Or? It doesn't say. I mean, theft. I mean, probably a couple of years anyway.
That's not grand theft, is it? No, it's petty larceny.
No, but it's Grand Prairie, Texas, so something to do there.
So the death penalty was on the table. I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah, anyway, so...
I think parents should really just really discipline their kids more often. I think, you know, I turned out well. My father used to rap me across the head all the time.
Hell yes.
You know, I agree.
Hell yes.
I think he should have done it more,
yeah.
To be quite frank.
Fast these days, yeah.
No, I think you're right, Bo. I think that you know, some of the parenting has been abdicated.
What little JJ wants, little JJ is going to get in these situations nowadays. It's horrible.
JJ, you referring to me?
No, oh, that's JVJ.
Subconsciously, yes, for sure.
I think he was, but I won't take it that way. Hey, let's take a
caller.
No, I'm not even sure we're on the air. So we're going to take a quick break and. And we're going to just kind of see what we got going on. Hey, somebody carry it for a second. I got to do something here.
Ray, sing us a song.
Well, why don't you play some music, Bo?
I got it here. All right, we're good. Right. You're listening to Good G&D. Okay, we're working out the kinks. And I don't mean the Davy brothers.
Lola?
Yeah. Now, you know, this is all new technology, so we're working it out. And hopefully people can follow us over and find the new episode that we just restarted so that we can hopefully be heard live. Rocco, what do you got to say about
that? I hope so.
What do you got to say about that over there?
Like I said, we gave you one job, and we seem to be...
He's doing a damn good job, I tell you.
Well, he's trying.
He's trying his hardest. Look at him sweating over there with the phone. Yeah. He's just kicking it with the numbers.
Yeah, I mean...
I tell you what, if I'd like to get a system in here, so if we have to do what we have to do, we should just have to do it.
I mean, thank you very much, Batman.
I do really enjoy listening to all three of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we got enough listeners right here. What does it matter? Right around this table.
It's about the same as that we had last show. I mean,
it's pretty much the same thing what we have on like Friday nights too.
We're gonna do it because we're doing it. Let's hit them.
Okay, so let's keep moving on. Let's talk about another topic. Who's got one?
I don't know. I'm following you guys again.
Yeah, are you following us?
Yeah. I'm awesome.
I'm guessing Bo doesn't have a topic.
I don't have topics right now.
Well, you had one earlier.
I was too busy trying to download this crap.
I understand.
My keyboards.
All right.
Well, our intern gave us an article here. Let me see which one I like better. I think I like this one better.
Was the article about talking right into the mic?
Well, did you see this woman?
What about
who,
her?
Who apparently bought a Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
And there was no wafer in it.
Damn her.
Wait a minute. How can you give me a break? Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar if there's no wafer in it.
And apparently, as a 20-year-old law student,
oh boy,
I believe she's considering suing.
Okay.
Because
here we go. Time
it's
up
like
the
McDonald's
again.
Coffee all over again.
She apparently needed a break, and without the wafer, no break.
So, Bo, as our legal analyst,
yes,
of the group here.
Okay, sure.
If somebody gets a product that is defective, could you have the right to sue them for that? Or can
of course you do. It's false advertisement.
Hold on. If it causes you bodily harm because it's defective, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the Kit Kat not having a wafer didn't cause bodily harm.
Mm-hmm.
But she
it may have caused disappointment.
She had a financial loss.
So they replace it? Well, can they replace it? Isn't that a fair compensation for that problem?
Oh, yeah, probably.
I would have brought it back to Ganji and go, hello, my bars don't have nothing
so Bo,
in it.
So, Bo, as our legal expert here, do they have a case?
Absolutely, they have a case.
They do.
That's right, man. If you can't eat it.
I mean, you have a lot of experience with the
if you can't
the criminal system, Cochran. Bo.
If you can't eat it, they can't beat it.
Yeah.
I'm like Cochran here. OJ.
So our first two stories.
Did he say Cochran or
Cochran?
Cochran,
yeah.
Yes.
So our first two stories
Gutter.
Kind of poke fun at our legal system. We got the...
Well, she's from London, so I don't know if it's our legal system.
I wonder what she's sounding like.
So it's an international case.
Ooh.
I'm guessing the penalties are much higher.
Okay, well...
Across the pond.
Yeah.
But well,
oh, there's no wafer in me cracker.
We're gonna have to get an attorney on our show.
I know. Where's Trossett when we need him?
Yeah, well,
where's Trossett when we need him?
My agent.
You mean Taco?
Where's Taco? Where's or is it Mako?
Both. Work.
I like Taco.
All right, I've got another topic for you. Okay,
wonderful.
This one kind of is a little closer to home.
I can't help the intern drop the ball on that one.
No, that was a good one. That was a good
That's
one.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, you've probably heard about the turmoil surrounding the Whitesboro, New York seal.
Yo, I heard about that?
Not me.
You haven't?
No.
Come on, did you see that video, though, that Comedy Central did?
No, I didn't see the video.
Oh, you have to see that video. Comedy Central did a video. They sent a woman there to interview the mayor. Black woman. Super hip.
Well, for those who don't understand,
what do you mean the seal?
But you have to stop.
The
town logo,
the town seal,
is a... What looks like a pilgrim or some part
a frontiersman.
A frontiersman choking
a Native American.
Native American.
That's what it looks like.
It appears to be like
and in fact,
Native Americans on the ground almost. And
can you bring it up?
the Frontiersman is choking.
Yeah, the Frontiersman's got the advantage, clearly, with his hands around the neck of the of the Native American, who is falling back on his heels, almost to the ground.
Yes.
Clearly, there is some altercation going on.
Yeah, some form of battle where the Frontiersman is obviously winning.
Yes.
And
now.
And they voted on it, and they voted to keep it.
It's been their seal a long time.
Well, yes, there is some history
there. And there is a history to this. Now, it may be poor artwork, but it's supposed to depict a wrestling match between the founder of the town. I think his name was White, something White, Rick White, somebody White.
Yeah, of course.
Burrow.
Somebody White. And the local American chief or somebody who was part of the, I think, Oneida Indian tribe at the time. And there was a wrestling match that actually ended in them being friends. And that was what it was supposed to depict. Now,
wow.
You know, a snapshot of that might give you the wrong impression, which this seal does for a lot of people. But the town goes ahead. They talk about this. They get a lot of attention because somebody on social media started posting about it. They started a big campaign. I mean, this is really stuff starts to drive me nuts, meddling in other people's business. And the town ended up voting on it.
I see the picture now.
The town.
Oh, my Lord.
The town voted on it.
The White Town.
Whatever they are. Okay. It's their town, and it's their seal.
Well, true.
It's their town. It's their seal.
Correct.
You can judge them any way you want, but it's still their town, their seal. They decided they wanted to keep it.
Correct.
Well, that wasn't good enough.
No.
Nope. So, come on. It's Whitesboro. Okay? How bad can that get? Really?
All those things are true. All those things are true. But the bottom line
is...
Is
your story factually correct, or is that just,
I'm just
folklore?
Which one? That it was a wrestling match?
There was a wrestling match.
I'm only presenting what they presented.
That's what's passed down from generation to generation, that it's about a wrestling match.
It's about a wrestling match that ended up in the Native Americans and the settlers becoming friends.
And look who won, because the town became Whitesboro.
It didn't become Oneida Indian Nation Borough.
I understand.
So, who won the wrestling match?
Would it have been better if they had a thing of beads with the Indian
for $20,
you know,
$12 and a case of liquor.
But anyway, so if you get a second,
so if you really want
check
the,
out,
if you really want the best story on that, Comedy Central
really
did a gig on it. Well, what I think what happened was they're the ones that brought it up on one of their news shows.
I don't know.
The Daily Show. What do you mean?
It might have been The Daily Show. Brought it up. And that raised a whole bunch of controversy. So they actually sent somebody to Whitesboro.
Really?
To interview the mayor.
Okay, here's a dumb question.
And it's hilarious.
Where the hell is Whitesboro?
It's right near Utica.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
God.
Upstate New York, for those who...
Yeah. Rocco and I actually own some land up there.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We didn't get the vote, though.
Nobody asked us.
No, we didn't get the vote.
Anyway, just looking through this... They're going to change the logo.
They are changing.
They're going to change it.
After the backlash.
What, the Indian up top of the pilgrim?
Village officials and members of the Oneida Indian Nation, which happens to own Turning Stone Casino up in that area, and a very, very powerful group, by the way, and since the casino came in, very, very wealthy group. Yeah. But they're meeting with the mayor to discuss a new seal for the village of Whitesboro. And this all came after The Daily Show, which is on Comedy Central, aired a segment on a few weeks ago when the villagers decided to keep the seal. But after the national attention, they're going to move ahead.
They were there for the vote.
They opened up a can of worms, is what I feel. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So some of the... new options provided by Comedy Central include a white man and an Indian dancing... A white settler and an Indian beating up a British soldier.
All right.
So, yeah, the mayor, whose last name is O'Connor, said the longtime village seal shows a historic wrestling match between village founder Hugh White and an Oneida Indian that figured into good relations between the early settlers and the Oneida Indians.
That's what they're saying now. So how many Indians live in that community today?
But if they want to continue the good relations...
I mean, if it was such good relations, wouldn't they still be there?
They are there.
They have turning stuff.
Well, I don't know, but they own the casino.
In Whitesboro?
They own the casino.
Not Whitesboro.
Yeah, it's all the same area. I guess it's close.
They
I don't
could
know.
Probably buy Whitesboro.
They probably could buy Whitesboro.
At this point, if they really wanted to.
That's true.
I was only in that town maybe once or twice. Oneida.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's amazing. I should get up there more and start gambling.
Jocko loves it there.
Oneida?
Yeah, you're there quite a bit, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I am.
There's a conference called Scaricon. It's up there every fall.
That's right.
I love that place.
Just so you know, there's no
They're a big advertiser, too, Scaricon, of this show. I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah, Scaricon. And, you know, you should probably check out the website, www.scaricon.com, and see what's going on.
We get extra for live commercials?
Yeah.
I would think.
It's a live read, baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty?
So why don't you plop down a phone line? We'll take a call now.
You want to
Let's do that.
We've got...
Who do we have in the line?
661-449-1405. I don't know if anybody can hear anything.
What? You might have to repeat that. I've got one message that somebody can hear us.
They can hear us? Really?
So one person.
All right, cool. 661-449-1405.
Can't you just change your voice and pretend you're a caller?
I could. Do you want me to do that?
I think
Does that
should.
Help you?
I think it might
I could just use my phone and call in. And
that would be... now we're talking.
Champion.
Yeah. So before we get on to our next topic, I just want to... Because it's been 6 weeks or so since we've had an opportunity to...
You want to follow up on the...
we needed that break.
Well, we should. Do you have more information about the breastfeeding scandal?
Well, they had a breast off or something to that effect.
And how'd it work out for you?
I was unable to attend. But as Bo pointed out, I think a few people did show up for the...
So it kind of
And they were
up...
welcome. They gave them free donuts, I think.
Oh, nice.
Well, it ended up being a non-event.
Yeah.
Supporters of breastfeeding and in public and a complete non-event.
Do you guys get the impression that there's so many people just anxious to whine about something?
No, I mean, they're all salt messed in up, wounds, man. You know, small wounds.
But just
you know?
Come on, people. There's bigger things in life to worry about, right?
Oh, my God.
Right. Rocco, do you agree?
I don't want to get political here, but I can tell you what it is.
I'm not even talking, and you're right, but I'm not even going there. I'm just going like, you know, in your daily life.
I'd like to hear what Bo thinks it is.
All the liberal shitheads out there.
Oh. Okay, there you go. But I just think, you know, there are more worthy things to worry about in your life, in your personal life, than other people's business and these trite causes that people seem to want to take up. It's just, you know, let's just live our lives. Can we all just get along? Can't we all just get along?
Can't we hold hands?
Who said that? Who was famous for saying that?
Nixon.
Rodney King.
Rodney King was.
Wasn't
it? Can we all just get along?
Can't we all just get along?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was one of the great uniters.
I wasn't going
to
go there, man.
Wasn't that the first, like caught on video
riot
incident that no it was the acquittal or the acquittal of the police
that
officer
caused the riot,
that
yeah.
caused the riot, but he was beaten.
Well,
and
I
it
think
was
the
caught
helicopters
on video.
Always caught those kind of things.
I think that was the first one that really became a sensation and really really set the stage for
that's probably true.
Today, when now everybody's carrying around a video recorder in their hands.
Yeah, you can't do nothing now.
I do like the quote that my friend sent earlier, though, from Abraham Lincoln. I am a firm believer in the people. If given the truth, they can be depend upon to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts and beer.
Is that for real? Is that a real Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln,
quote?
I don't. You or is know, that from it a says meme? Dash Abe Lincoln. Well, it's on the internet, man. It's got to be true.
What was circulating around the internet not long ago, or on Facebook anyway? And it was something about, you know, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. And it was a quote from Abe Lincoln, and it said something about the internet. It's like right?
Yeah,
wasn't that what?
Absolutely,
Oh well, I don't know. So does anybody have any confirmation that we're being actually listened to at this point, or are we still just hoping for some?
I have confirmation of one and one that says no. No.
That's it. What you got for topic, Rocco?
I've used my topic. I'm waiting to hear Bo's.
I don't have no topics.
Oh.
I really don't. I'm just hanging out as the color guide here.
I thought you mentioned something.
I did. That was something different. But
that was for next week.
Yeah, that's for next 2 weeks from now.
You're building up to that one?
I have to do more research on this.
Okay, so, yeah.
Because it's been a while since I opened that book up.
Okay.
So last time when we spoke, we talked about the new Star Wars movie that was just coming out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge hit. And, you know, I wanted to look into some of the background story in it.
Right.
So I pull up Star Wars online. And what comes up is Star Wars porn.
That has got to be huge.
It is enormous. It is unbelievable. Comes up. Yeah, Google it, folks. It comes up.
No, but you know what? You know what's really interesting about that? Not to cut you off, because it's like curious to me. Hang on. I think it was today or yesterday, in doing some show prep, I guess they found, rediscovered some pictures of Carrie Fisher in the metallic bikini slave thing.
Yeah, with Jabba the Hutt kind of thing.
Yeah, but the pictures of her are, they're with her and Darth Vader and Chewbacca, and they're on a beach, and it's like, they're like intentionally modeling, you know, really? It's like they're kind of provocative.
Hey, no.
And they're really hot. Thank you very much, Bo, because yes, they're hot. And she looked good. I've forgotten how good she looked in that damn thing. But, I mean, as popular as that stuff was, you have to imagine that there's a whole industry that probably started with that film or those films, right?
There is. There is. And if you look, and if you look it up, I mean, pick your character and what costume you want them wearing, and they are having sex.
Well, here's one. Princess Leia sucks Darth Vader's... Oh.
What? Rocco, careful. This is a family show.
I'm just saying, I mean, in Star Wars XXX.
This is a family show. This is a family show, Rocco.
It's called...
Is it?
The website is on TNA Flix instead of Netflix.
There's a TNA Flix?
Apparently.
TNA Flix? How much is that subscription?
Well, write that down.
TNA Flix.
No, I can imagine this. I mean, obviously... you know, there are porn sites revolving around Family Guy. There are porn sites.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, Family Guy. I'll share the links with you.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
No, but seriously, I can't. Star Wars is such so iconic.
What do you think? He was addicted to solitaire.
I can imagine that's probably huge business. Now, is what you're talking about? Like, you go and you watch videos of portrayals of this, or you buy the costumes for yourself and your partner?
They have both. They have both. They have the costumes with, I'll say, access in all the right places.
Okay, this is Socko talking, just if anybody's keeping score.
All right, Socko.
And which do you prefer?
I prefer to watch the film, right? They have the films. But, you know, I don't know. It's a little too much covered up for me.
Okay, well,
The Star Wars costumes are not, you know, big, flowy robes and that. That's not a huge turn on for me. Yeah,
I'm not sure Jabba the Hutt does anything for me.
No, Jabba doesn't. But, you know, he's got a big tail.
So let me bring this back around.
I think his tongue's pretty big. I mean, he's got a...
Let me bring this back around. In our last show, the beta show that we did before Christmas.
A highly successful beta show?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got nearly 90 downloads, just so you know.
Ooh, nice.
In that show, we asked who was going to go see the Star Wars movie. Obviously, that movie has broken records. Who's seen it?
Not me.
I have.
You did?
I
have.
Was it good?
Okay, hold on. You two did. You didn't. Didn't either. No. I haven't seen it yet either. Okay, so what's your review, Rocco?
It was good.
Was it worth the hype?
I mean, I didn't think it was incredible, but I mean, it was a good movie.
Some people thought it was incredible.
I saw it in IMAX, which to me is a great experience when you go to IMAX. Mm-hmm. You know, that's so if you got something with good special effects that makes a movie, to me it's worth the ticket. And the story's good because it's all connected, you know, so it's something you're familiar with. Right. But I was thinking back, I mean, what year was it? I think
78.
Yeah,
the first one was 77.
A long time ago, you know, and here we are following this story for this many years. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it's that, but also I think there's a somewhat of an indictment of Lucas, George Lucas, on what he did to the franchise based on what he could have done or compared to what he could have done. I think that this particular film, and again, I haven't seen it, but from what I've read, I think it actually fed the red meat to the fans versus the stuff that was coming out over the last decade, which was the, you know, episode, again, we did the numbers.
Well, the first,
1, 2, 3
First one's 4.
But they were just leading up to what we already saw.
Yeah, this but it was
leaving.
But
they left you in a spot where they can continue.
But those
films,
while they did well for the most part, just because they had the Star Wars name attached to them.
The right. 1, 2, 3
Yeah, the last three before this which was 1, 2, 3 before the original 4.
Right.
well, let me get this
straight. I think that they were disappointing stories. I think that people were somewhat disappointed to them.
Let me get this straight. During the books that came out, all right, wasn't like the first one chapter whatever, and the second one was...
Are you talking about the movies?
Yeah.
First one was chapter 4.
And they kept on flip-flopping. Is that how that went?
No. First one was chapter 4.
Right.
Then... Okay. I might cut you off. First one was chapter 4. Right. And then it was chapter 4, 5, 6 were the first three movies.
Okay.
And then they went back.
4, 5, 6.
And then they went back and did 1, 2, 3.
With the Sith and with the kid. And
well, the one, Sith two, was 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I am your father.
Well, we saw in 4, 5, 6.
Right.
When we were kids. When we were, yes. We saw 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, so,
I got it now.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right,
and now
so,
we're up to 7.
I wasn't a big Star Wars fan. I don't know why.
Hey, by the way, if you're just tuning
in. More of Meatballs and Porkies.
If you're just tuning in, this is GND, and we do have a telephone number, 661-449-1405. And we'd love to entertain your calls. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about nudists. Rocco is ready.
Oh, baby.
You know, that's a song. Yeah. So that's a song that that gets Bo and Jocko going every time we when we owned the bar. That was the closing song. That was the closing song. That ended the night.
I would love to sing that in public, but I can't get anybody to hold my balls tight enough.
I know.
Do it,
man.
You just gotta do it. Rubber bands. Sorry.
How did they do that? That falsetto. Yeah, well, Bo must have some secrets
now,
to share.
What are they? They're 2 out of 3 dead?
Yeah.
What about Barry?
Barry's still healthy.
Barry's the only one living out of the three, four brothers.
Four.
Out of the four, he's four the brothers. Only one living?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the three Bee Gees and Andy Gibb.
Yeah. Wow, Andy committed suicide because of Victoria Principal dumped his ass.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, it was OD'd.
It was just part of the whole plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, and then hey, if Victoria dumps you,
he was pissed though. He wasn't in the Bee Gees too.
Robin died of cancer.
Yeah, and so did the other one.
Maurice died, but he died of
brain.
Oh, well, maybe it was Morris died of cancer, and the other one died of complications that could have been. He actually could have been saved. I don't know. Whatever. Let's move on.
I don't know. The poor guys. They were great back in the day.
So here's something wacky. The FDA is being urged to okay. Three parent embryos.
What?
Three parent embryos.
What does that mean?
Right? It means that three makes... parents, genes from three people coming together to create an embryo.
One baby.
Who was doing that in
how does that
with
work?
Hitler days? What's his name?
Is it
the
Mengele?
He succeeded. Wow, that's crazy.
What's the point?
Why really?
The point is for three people who want to live as a couple. To say they have a baby and they're all
SpongeBob
part of it.
Land.
I mean, at what point are we just? I mean, come on.
That is nuts. That's another thing that's nuts.
Well, it's to help women who wouldn't be able to conceive a healthy child normally.
So they bring genes from somebody
so
else.
They bring
in?
Genes from somebody else to fix that problem. And
But so it's just someone donating genes. So I mean, it's sort of like donating sperm. I mean, what's the difference?
This is more like a mashed potato gene pool, though, right? This is mix it all up and okay.
I don't know. I just happen to believe whether you believe in God or not doesn't matter. If you believe in God, it's one thing. If you believe in, you know, nature's whatever, it's another thing. We're messing with it. Either way, it doesn't matter. And I just think that, you know, there can't be good consequences ultimately from this.
This is actually two women, one man.
Good for him.
Now you're talking my language.
I'm for it.
Wait, guys, listen, ready?
Now you're talking my language.
Now, what was your objection again?
I don't have one now. Okay. No, I retract.
That's still not right.
It's only for women with grave genetic diseases.
Well, that's God telling her that she should not have a kid. It's simple as that.
But It's like they're donating it an egg.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like, basically.
Pretty close, I guess. But
and I'm assuming that the donor isn't really involved in the upbringing.
Yeah. But what happens when the donor decides, oh, wait a minute, that's partially biologically my child, and I have rights now.
Well, it
now I get a whole new...
It happens with adoption.
33.3%.
Same thing with adoption.
I know.
What's the difference?
I remember years ago when we were in school back in the day where they had that test tube baby. Remember that?
Oh, that was a big deal. Thing? That was a big deal.
And the parents were the name of Pyrex.
That was a big deal back then.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Well, what was the sheep's name, the clone? That sheep's still alive, yeah, isn't it?
Rocco's lover?
Not again. Bah! I got some new boots for you, baby. Where's the cliff?
Okay. All right. I had promised before we went to break that we were going to chat about nudists.
Could we try to get someone on the line, though?
Well.
Let's see if we're working. And then we could call and talk about nudies.
I got a message that we're gone again. So I don't know.
I'm going home.
Just keep drinking. It's all good.
I can't. I got to drive.
Are we gone or did they just tune us out?
I don't know.
I mean, at this point, it could be either one. To be quite
well, we could always play it tomorrow.
Well, that's the thing. We record this. It's going to be up for at least 88 people to download.
Welcome Thursday morning. Let's
it's going to be a lot more people downloading because of the Facebook page, though.
Right.
Because I've already got a couple of dozen people liking the page. You've got a few people liking the page.
That's
so
right.
There'll be more people.
I got Ron Duque liking
the page.
So
let's do a good show, okay? Come on.
Did he say
yeah.
yes?
Yeah.
All right. Ron
Jeremy?
No, Ron Duque.
No. Wait. Not him.
All right.
No, Ron Jeremy is bidding to be the third guy on the three-person embryo.
You know,
here.
Ron Jeremy is desperately trying to come to Scaricon.
No way.
You should just get him.
Oh.
Horrorcock.
Well, I wouldn't say I use the word desperately.
He's a freak show all on his own.
I know.
The ghostly penis.
I know. That's how much fun Scaricon is. It's got that kind of
reputation. I'm going. I got invited on June 4th or 5th or something like that.
I invited you.
In New England?
Yeah, New England Scaricon, yeah. The new
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I can't wait to go.
It's going
to
be great.
New one.
I'm bringing my guitar, bringing a bottle of booze.
All right, let's talk about nudists. Now, I'm sure, Rocco, you've heard about these California nudists that were told to cover up if they want to use the gym. And they don't think they should have to.
Oh, that must be an ugly sight.
Okay.
So they're nude at the gym.
Nude at the gym. Okay.
So, what's the name of the gym? Gym?
Well, hold on. It's the Huntington Beach City Gym and Pool. Okay. And the group is called the Naturists. And they apparently, according to a judge, they're going to have to stop being au natural if they want to use the Huntington Beach City Gym and Pool. Since 2007, the Orange County group, this is the Naturists, I guess, has rented the facility for private gatherings at which members can play basketball, volleyball.
There's
a lot
fun.
Of jumping.
All right,
I get it.
All right. So I just Googled nudist at gym, trying to get the news story in California.
Uh-huh.
I have 24,800,000 hits for nudist at gym, and it's all porn. It's all porn. Gym loving nudist. Nudist sweating it out. Nudist naturist gym video. Free porn.
Oh, you skipped the family nudism.
Oh, yeah. That comes next. Family nudism.
That might be a little odd.
That's not porn.
And here, you want to hear the reason why this has become actually more of an issue than it needed to be? Because, I mean, frankly, the nudists were renting the place for themselves to use during the time. So it wasn't like they were trying to mingle with the non-nudists.
Hey, private club. I'm all for that.
Yeah. The problem became too difficult for the city employees to get their work done while the nudists were there.
They must have been hot then.
I guess it wasn't part of the interview. Do you mind working around naked people? Yes or no?
Yes.
So they're saying they saw a significant drop in work product from their employees when the nudists were there?
When the nudists were there.
I mean,
mowing the lawns and raking the leaves.
How much less work product can a city worker do?
It's true. But imagine.
They hold the shovels up.
Rocco knows he has been a municipal employee.
I have.
And
did you see Mrs. Goldblum's
boobies? I can buy back my time.
Okay, so imagine your experience as a municipal employee.
Yes.
No, let's say, watching. Let's say what he really did.
I painted fire hydrants.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, and I'm not.
Work order.
I would have enjoyed the distraction.
I'm assuming that you weren't super productive doing that. You kind of probably could have done it a lot faster.
There was a quota.
If the right,
which we couldn't go over.
Which you couldn't exceed.
Exceed. Yes.
Oh my. All right. So let's
okay.
Let's.
Which is a whole nother topic.
Did you have to paint the fire hydrants naked?
I was allowed to be fully dressed.
Okay. All right.
Though
okay.
I would have welcomed anyone who wanted to, well, depending on the person. Yes.
So now imagine that work ethic and then put a bunch of nude people playing basketball and volleyball in front of you. How is that going to affect your productivity?
It's going to make me want to get up and go to work every day, that's for sure.
Rise and shine, Wilma.
I'm fairly confident I would have met my quota no matter what.
I'd be getting in trouble for punching in too early.
Oh, man. Well,
overtime. Is there any overtime?
The nudists in Huntington Beach had asked for the city council to rescind this order, and the council members heard the complaints, but they took no action. So at this point, it stands that they cannot go to the Huntington Beach gym and pool. So don't even be thinking about it, Rocco. Can't go paint fire hydrants over there.
It's kind of violating their rights, though, isn't it, if they're already allowed to be nude?
Here we go with the lawyer shit.
I know, everything.
It's crazy.
Everything.
This world is
comes
messed
back
up.
To
maybe
that.
We should try at the local gym here.
Let's
rent
just do it.
Out.
Let's start it now.
Rent okay. it out and see okay. see what happens.
Okay. You know what?
We'll see
we
how
should.
productive the workers are there.
Is it just going to be the four of us naked? Because I'm assuming it's not going to really affect anybody.
Four Mo's.
They probably get more done, I'd imagine.
It is legal though to be in the state park topless, right?
Correct.
All right, so let's try to push the envelope to go bottomless.
That might just be New York State. Is that
New York State? Yeah, state law. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know.
I think state and federal land, right? Can't you be topless?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I can't.
You can't be topless?
No. I got bigger boobies than most girls I know. But besides the point, I just can't. I don't know. Drop trow in front of everybody.
Come on. Let's be honest. Bo. Your nipples can cut glass.
They can.
All right, so how about this? Okay, quick show of hands or a quick vote.
Okay.
Skinny dipping.
What about it? What about it?
Yay or nay? Have you done it?
Are you talking about, have I done it?
Have you done it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too. Yes, I did an engagement party. I jumped in the pool naked,
nice.
Make everybody wake up. This party was
nice.
A white glove.
You did it in my pool too, if you remember correctly.
Woo! Thank you.
Rocko,
I don't know how you know when I'm leaving.
I don't recall ever doing it.
Really?
I don't recall ever going skinny dipping.
Really? That's easy.
Not even you have a hot tub. Not even like jumped in.
Oh,
hot tub?
Maybe in a hot tub. Maybe no.
That's sad.
Maybe
that's
no. I think
sad.
I have. Yeah, I think.
Isn't
I have.
That why you buy a hot tub?
My wife goes to me at this party once. She goes, "Bo, you have to wake up the crowd." I said, "All right." I wasn't drinking for a whole summer, right?
So what?
She goes, "Yeah, I had problems." She goes, "Listen." I go, "I ain't doing this sober." She goes, "All right, just start doing tequilas." And this is an engagement party.
I'm glad she chose a good reason to get you
white
drunk.
White glove, everybody's white glove. Everybody's real stuffy. So I go behind, I get to the bar, I start doing tequila, man. Tequila after tequila, tequila. And all of a sudden, I just go behind the pool filter, drop everything, take off my suit, everything off. I go, "Hey, everybody." I just shake it, and it goes, "What is it?" I just run right into the pool, right? It's like a movie. And all of a sudden, everybody's thrown in the pool. And all the old people left. Everybody's like, "Oh, party and party." I got yelled at. Wasn't invited to the wedding. But I can understand why. But
was it worth it, Bo?
It was absolutely worth it. And I looked good back then. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm shaking it. And my Dinglehoff is going left and right, to and fro. But anyway.
Okay. I used to go to the New Beach all the time.
You used to do what?
Go to the New Beach all the time.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
easy.
To be nude or just to look?
Both. Well, you had to get nude because otherwise you'd
like
an
be
idiot.
Kicked off. Yeah,
you'd be like the pervert.
Yeah. So you get nude.
I used to do that
go
too.
Swimming, it's great.
I used to do that too, but it was called Europe.
That was only topless, right?
No. Depends on Italy. No.
Would you go to Boyton Big and Titson's Beach?
No, in Italy. Yeah. I want to go back now that I think about it.
It's a beautiful country.
All right, let's go with one of Rocco's topics.
Hey now.
Well, what was your topic from earlier?
Okay. That's between us.
Sacco, you got something? Because Rocco apparently wants to hold his till later.
Do you want to do the one about the potato that sold for $1 million or something like that?
Okay. At least it's something. Let's go.
It's got to be better than colonoscopies.
Look
and
like Jesus.
Flushes, which is on my list.
All right. What do you got about the potato?
Well, let me pull it up.
Is this the Mother Mary that's crying with the potato, the blood in the eye?
Apparently, some guy, after a few glasses of wine,
hello,
bought a picture, a photo of a potato for $1 million. Apparently, it's taken by a famous photographer, though.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It looks ridiculous.
It's a picture of a freaking potato.
Yeah, it's not even cleaned, the potato.
So wait a minute. It's just a picture of a potato.
Now, what would stop me from just, you know, printing this? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. For $1 million?
Yeah. He had 2 glasses of wine, and he said, "I really like that photo." This guy who bought it.
And for $1 million. Which would imply to me that there were other people bidding that brought that number up to that point.
No, I think he was having
that was his first bid.
There's a celebrity photographer named Kevin Abash, I guess.
Okay.
And Kevin Abash had this photo he took of a potato, and
the guy with the 2 glasses of wine first bid out of the blocks $1 million.
Well, it wasn't for bid; it was just hanging.
Oh, so it was just an offer. I'll give you $1 million for that picture.
The price is confirmed.
But he just said, "I'll give you $1 million for that."
Well, they negotiated, I guess, 2 weeks after having glasses of wine.
I don't understand that.
And amazingly enough, that would be the 15th most expensive photo ever.
You know, it's really strange to me because I saw. You watch Pawn Stars? Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Okay. They did. They had one where somebody brought in, I think it was an Ansel Adams photo. You know, obviously a very famous photographer, but it's a freaking picture.
Right.
You know, frankly, anybody could go with their camera and get something similar, I would think.
You mean
similar,
a picture of a picture?
No, you could go. This particular picture was of some, I can't remember what it was, a natural monument. It was a naturally formed geological monument. And it was a picture. And it was worth like $100,000. And I'm thinking to myself, why couldn't, for $100,000, I could get in the freaking plane, go to the place with my camera, take 1,000 shots, and hopefully one of them is pretty close. And have fun doing it.
Well, just get $100,000 and just
or just put in the bank. I mean, I don't get the picture thing. I get the painting thing,
artist and all that stuff.
You know,
yeah.
but the whole pay that kind of money for a photograph. It's,
and I would think with a really good camera, you could take the picture of
the picture.
The picture,
yeah.
For
that too.
And now with those photos, I mean,
I think at that point it's just basically the photographer's name. If he's famous enough, you just want to have something that you can say is an original Ansel Adams or right. Potato Man yeah. guy.
And he'd have to swear not to reprint it, right?
Right.
You can't be rattling these off.
Right.
I have a friend who has a Rembrandt in his house.
Really?
Yeah. It's about this friggin' big, and it's.
Oof. And by this big, you mean like a foot by a foot? That's what you're doing.
Yeah, 12 by 12.
Yeah.
It's a small little thing. It's a Rembrandt, though. That's beautiful.
What's Cindy doing? Why isn't Cindy on the phone with us here?
I don't know. She's probably lit, drunk.
Judy, where's Judy?
She's been on and off, having a little difficulty.
We're having a little problems here.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. There's going to be a strongly worded letter to the editor tomorrow.
I mean, I need a pay raise. Modern technology, it's horrible.
Yeah. Okay. Since
you're the only one with topics.
Since I'm the only one that really did homework, I will. I'll bring up my next topic. Okay. If you're a cop and you ask a woman to model lingerie for you as a police officer, should you be fired?
Yes.
You think yes?
Absolutely not.
Thank you, buddy. You say no?
Yeah.
Bo, you got to talk into the mic, my friend. Nobody can hear you unless you're talking.
If you're a cop,
I'm picking up beers for everybody.
Okay.
So the question is, if you're a cop, female cop, you're supposed
not
to
a female cop. No. If you're a male cop.
Male cop.
And you ask a woman.
Any old woman.
You ask an old
as a
woman.
Cop.
Oh,
not
as
any, not old woman.
You're in. when I say any old woman,
you're
I mean
really
just
changing.
A woman.
You're really changing this story.
Yeah. Boobs down to her ankles.
Okay. At that point, you deserve a medal right. because you must have made her day. Okay, so there's a New Jersey police officer, Edison, New Jersey, who was recently ordered to be reinstated as a police officer because he was fired after he asked a woman to put on lingerie for him. When he responded to a fire alarm at a hotel.
Well, that's a problem.
So he was in official capacity.
So right? You agree with me now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. The cop's name was.
I thought the cop was posing. So.
Oh.
No.
You completely missed the whole.
I did miss it. I was focusing on getting my beer.
Yeah, good. That's a good distraction. That's a forgiving distraction. The cop's name was Anthony Sarney, and he was fired in October by the Edison Township after he admitted he went to her hotel room in uniform with his gun and saw shopping bags on the floor from a lingerie store, probably Victoria's Secrets. I mean, what else is going to or maybe Frederick's Hollywood. I don't even know what's out there. And he told her to try it on for him. And apparently...
He was fired.
He was fired for that.
But they reinstated him.
Yeah. The ruling...
was he trying to solve a crime?
Well, I'm trying to find a little more information. The lawyers, his lawyers argued that the cop who had been suspended since 2013 when this happened shouldn't report for work while the town waited for an appeal. But the judge sided with the attorneys, saying that he would be harmed if he was kept out of work. So he's been reinstated. I guess that's it to the story. I don't know. I don't see anything more here of any interest. So I don't know from this story whether or not, first of all, what lingerie it was, if it was cute. I don't know. Could have been frumpy flannel pajamas for all I know.
Well, I think if you ask anyone as an authoritative figure to change into something, like, I think you're abusing your power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's the point. No matter what the outfit
looked
like.
How bad do you want to beat this ticket, lady?
Well,
I can hear it now.
Yeah, right.
So I seen you driving 75. Hey.
Yeah.
I mean, did she light the fire?
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back right after this song. All right, welcome to the program. Little Van Halen, which happens to be Sacco's favorite.
We were just talking about Danny Bonaducci.
You got to put your mic down there
on
buddy.
The break.
He doesn't hear you.
Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you were talking, you know him, blah, blah, blah. You're trying to get him Scaricon.
Yep.
We have to get him here. We have to call him up. My agent is working on somebody really big for the next show, so it'll be a surprise for you.
Nice.
Guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice. I got the thing. By the way, if you're listening, you can call in at some number. 661-449-1405. I am told that we actually can be heard again. Let's hope that lasts. And let's back up a little bit. Rocco, go ahead, Sacco.
Well, I do want to back up. So the gym with the nudists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where was that?
It was in Huntington Beach, California.
Okay. So hot off the press, ex-LAPD cop sentenced to 1 year for flashing residents near Huntington Beach.
Oh,
it just must be a naked place. I know where I'm going on vacation this time. That's for sure.
Right? It seems like they're cracking down on it, though. I mean, that person was arrested. Yeah, for
well, this
thing,
is
so,
this
mean,
is a police officer sentenced just last Friday to a year in jail for repeatedly flashing residents. Right, I'm connecting the dots here.
Yeah,
right. We're talking about police, nudity, Huntington Beach. It's all there. And one of the people he actually flashed was a 12-year-old girl who saw him three times.
So it was a male flasher?
Male flasher.
Male flasher.
And you want to go?
Well, I want to check out that gym anyway. At least apply for a job, you know. It's a
apply for a job. Hello, ma'am. Sergeant Seymour. Seymour Booty.
Rocco. It's been 6 weeks since you've been in front of a microphone.
Yes.
What the hell's been going on in your world?
Oh, busy, busy, busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My sharing was. Apparently not busy getting topics, but.
No, yeah, no, no. Yeah. Well, no. Not. So how's everyone else doing?
We're doing great, man.
Yeah. How was your 6 weeks, Bo?
My 6 weeks was beautiful.
Are you making love to that microphone?
I am making love to my belly and the mic at the same time. Look at it. I'm relaxing.
You
6 weeks, man. We talked to the management, and he says we can have 6 weeks off, and it's only around a game today, but we need another 6 weeks off. Yeah. Or a pay raise.
You had a birthday party the last when we last planning.
Me and Jim played a good show over at
Jocko.
The B-side.
Jocko.
Me and, oh, no, yeah, but that was the other guy, too.
Yeah.
That depends how much you had to drink.
Well.
Yeah.
We had a good show, and that was it, you know. And then I'm just recuperating, and here we are today.
Yeah, and you know, we are struggling a little bit with this come and go audio thing that people are experiencing, and we
can't
figure out and chew into the mic, and
it really just takes the whole
wind out of the sails.
That's right, air out of the balloon.
It happened to us the first episode. We were cruising along, and then boom, we got these messages we couldn't be heard.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
We just came to a screeching halt.
Yeah, well. That is what it is. Let's work together.
Okay, let's while we're in a somewhat of an uncertain area here because we don't know who can hear us and who can't, let's talk a little bit about some of the rules of this program as we move forward. This is going to be, at some point, hopefully starting today, a weekly program. And we're going to introduce some games. And I just want let's just throw out ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Brainstorm here, okay? One of the things I was thinking of is that we should have a man card score.
What?
Man card.
If somebody, I mean, obviously Rocco's the one that's going to fall into this trap most often, but you say something that is not manly enough, then we can all take one of your man cards away and we'll keep a score.
Well, that sounds like a bond burner. I can't wait to play this at home.
And we'll see.
Living with three girls. We're going to play the man game.
The man card. And we'll keep a man card score. And like of the month, we'll see who.
Look at Rocco. He's like,
are you not buying this?
Is anyone?
Like, for example, okay?
Yes.
Sacco just said he wanted to go to Huntington Beach to see the male exposure guy.
Right. Yes. Okay. That would not be a man.
We would pull a man card from him.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Not just
I'd pull a man card from him.
Not just one.
Right. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. So that's one idea. Now,
but now he's going to eat wings, so maybe he gets them back.
Another idea. I'm going to have to mute him if he's chewing in that microphone.
Some chicken. You know.
It's all greasy now.
So another idea is that we have a drinking game. I mean, we're drinking.
I like that.
We're drinking here. Okay. So somebody, Bo, you take this one. What kind of drinking game can we have as we broadcast this program?
How about every time we get a caller,
there's
a drink?
I like that.
So it's up to the audience. It's up to the audience how well it goes.
How drunk. That's a great idea.
Oh, thank you.
More the calls, more of the shots.
A caller can request us to do a shot.
There you go.
That's actually kind of cool. Okay, somebody write that down.
Okay.
Somebody write that down.
Hold on. I'm on it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Rocco.
Okay. Not as good as the man card idea, but that's okay.
Yeah. That game will confuse us.
Folks, please vote.
Yeah, go vote. Please clap. Please clap.
Okay. Anybody else have a topic? Because I got one.
Oh,
yeah,
you have
it,
one?
Man.
Good.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. You're in charge of the board. You're in
it's
charge.
About time.
Okay. Have you heard about the nipple spat?
No.
The
what is a nipple spat?
The nipple spat.
Is it when a nipple spats or when you spat on a nipple? What are we talking about? Or is it a fight over nipples?
We're talking about a fight.
Over a nipple.
Over nipples. In New Hampshire.
Plural.
Well, it's the collective nipple. Okay.
The areola?
Oh.
No.
Thank you.
No.
So there was a competition?
Here's what it is.
Didn't that happen at the cider mill?
It's kind of it picks up right where that left off.
I was gonna say,
absolutely. Okay, good. There's been a social media argument over women exposing their nipples in public.
Oh, really?
And the New Hampshire legislature is caught in the middle of it because they just introduced a new harassment policy that some of the lawmakers say restricts their right to free speech. The Speaker of the House of the New Hampshire legislature said he got emails from several lawmakers who vowed not to sign the new policy because they say it infringes on their rights as lawmakers. And it was developed over several months and introduced last week. Now, among them, there is a representative by the name of John Burt of Goffstown, New Hampshire, who said, "We cannot support this policy because it is political correctness gone awry." And you're going to ask me what the political correctness is, right? That's your next question?
Off the tip of my tongue.
Yes, okay. Well, apparently they're saying that a woman has the right to bare her nipples anywhere she wants to.
Well, men show their breasts,
okay.
So women can show theirs.
Yeah, that's a whole debate unto itself. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, the nipple is part of the breast. I mean, so it's the same debate, I would say.
Right. And this effort to ban it by some legislators in New Hampshire is on the opposite side of the PCC. So you've got political correctness saying that women should be able to show their nipples anywhere they want to. You've got other legislators saying that, no, there is a decency issue here, mm-hmm. and we can't let political correctness guide us in this process. So where do you guys fall?
I have no problem with it.
You think they should be able to bare their nipples anywhere?
Why not?
They do in Europe.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
It's really no different. So
it's no different.
I have no problem with it. And just case in point, breasts seem to be a common topic for us.
Yeah.
So I can't, as a group, I can't see us.
I have no problem with the boobie
being against that.
Nothing. No, no issue whatsoever.
No, it's I think it's a natural thing, just like the breastfeeding thing.
All right. Well, I can tell.
Where do you sit?
On his arse.
I sit in the same place I sat with the breastfeeding thing. Here's my feeling. Yeah, you know what? It's really not a big deal, and maybe
do it in a.
In a rights sense, the woman has the right to bare her breasts if she wants to. Fine. But when it comes to kids being around, if a parent thinks it's inappropriate for the children, it's okay to say, hey, please don't do it.
Can't you take your children somewhere else?
Yes, but why can't the woman who's exposing herself say, you're right, I don't, you know, I respect the fact that you don't want your kids to see that. Okay, fine. And I'm not, it's my right, I'm going to show it. I mean, I think both sides need to just back off a little bit and work and just compromise it. That's my position.
So let's say it's completely approved by legislators, and on a regular basis, women start bearing their breasts in public, the same as men. In 5-10 years, it's going to be no big deal.
No, you're right.
Like nobody's going to have to hide their kids from it.
But that's a culture change.
Right.
That's a culture change. I know.
But men aren't really going around topless like crazy either.
Well, I mean, listen, Rocco.
And neither would women. I mean, it's New Hampshire. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's you know, if you're cold, you're going to put a shirt on. It's
maybe that's why they're focused on the nipples.
I mean, Rocco, seriously. But I was going to mention to you as well, you know, if you're going to keep coming to these broadcasts in an Italian dinner jacket, I'm going to have to say something because... You know, especially with the stain on the front. I mean, come on.
Ragu?
Well, you said we were going to take a photo. I want to make sure.
I want to look good for the camera.
That's right. There was supposed to be a group photo. That was the choice of my shirt. I actually had a different shirt on, and I'm told we might get a photo tonight.
Yeah,
so.
We are definitely taking a photo tonight. We're actually going to do a video. You know what? We are going to do a video, and as we said, we are doing a video to this.
What's this?
This
is the heavy
Nazi
sound. The Nazi sound around. So if you've come up,
you hear it? I hear it.
Are we
on mute?
No.
Oh, we're live.
Well,
hello, Radio
Land. This is a great rock steady beat of madness.
I think this is the official song of the G&D.
I love it.
Not the opening song?
What's that?
Not the opening song?
Well, that's the official theme, but this is the, like, the mascot of songs.
The go-to. Come on, Ray. Make believe, Rocco, make believe you like it. Oh, man.
All right, so anyway.
I remember when this came out, the MTV.
It was like 84, 85. Was it that?
It's like, I don't know, when video killed the radio star.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
hey, you!
That's like 82.
Yeah, man.
Wasn't that the first video they played?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to talk right into that thing there.
That
see
was
that thing
first
right there, Rocco?
Yes.
Socko, next week we're swapping because he can't figure out where the mic is.
And you breathe heavy.
I do breathe heavy. Oh, I have been told that.
I know it's a workout. I know it's a workout.
Some like it.
Swapping the mics, the guns.
The telephone number is 661-449-1405. We'd love to hear from somebody, anybody for that matter.
Especially with that new great drinking game we came up with.
What was that?
I mumbled that completely.
The drinking game,
yeah. Like every time you call, we'll
have to do a shot.
Yep.
And obviously, if you hear breathing, it's me.
Okay, so who's got a topic?
I don't. I'm hanging out. I'm the color guy.
Well, is this a 90-minute show?
Yeah.
Oh,
we should be
topic.
Done. We should be done.
Oh, well, we started over, so we had another half hour.
Yeah, we had a 10. What time is it now?
We can end at any point.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, I mean, if we have no topic.
I got topics.
What does Bo have? Bo, do you have a topic?
I don't.
Okay.
I got topics.
Okay.
You keep it going, man.
Okay. Socko will appreciate this one. Okay. There was a mental health executive who was who just got a prison sentence because he used public money in his role as a mental health officer to hire a fortune teller. You heard about this, Rocco?
Where do you guys get this stuff from, man?
The head of a southwestern Michigan mental health agency has learned his future. He will spend the next 32 months in prison for using public money to hire a fortune teller.
For tell his own fortune or to help a mental patient?
Well, he has spent over $510,000 of public money on a palm reader.
Didn't Reagan's wife do that years ago, too?
Yeah, but she didn't spend public money. She was an astrologer. She liked astrology.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
So the attorney general's office in Michigan says he will pay the amount back times two as restitution and will spend 32 months in jail for using $500,000 of public money on a fortune teller. Not just a fortune teller, a palm reader.
I think he needs to sit down in the padded room.
I think he had that all worked out so that he could have access to her palm. That's my guess, all right? Because nobody does that just for the hell of it.
Yeah. I mean, does his palm change often? I mean,
Rosie?
It's Rosie.
Mary?
It's not.
Dating the twins? Unique and Monique?
And her five sisters?
I don't know. I mean, maybe a picture of this palm reader might explain some things if we saw what she looked like.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, how happy is this palm reader? Getting $500,000.
No palm reader makes that much money.
I want to go and wear that hat.
Palm reader.
I see.
What state was this in?
Michigan.
There's a palm reader in Miami that makes that much money. Yeah. Come on.
Actually, I have to correct this.
They could have used that money to fix the pipes in Flint.
Yeah. No more lead.
That's right. That's right.
Here's the weird thing.
He's reading, guys.
Well, I'm reading some detail here.
That seems weird enough.
He was accused of spending $510,000 on a palm reader and her husband in Key West, Florida, and concealing it from others.
Wow.
So this
More
Michigan
palms
guy.
Palms in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of palms going on there. Yeah. Okay. Your turn, Rocco. Go.
Poor Rocco. Don't worry. I got nothing either.
God, you know, you guys.
Jocko is awesome.
What you got to
do? He's the man with all the controls. So.
What you got to do is you got to like wake up. Okay, so like you're driving to work, and I know you do that a couple times a week.
I was listening to Howard Stern the other day.
Okay.
And they brought up this thing. Apparently, in the 60s, I don't know how late, for bedwetters, they used to have this underwear that they'd wear.
Shock them.
Are you kidding me?
When they peed.
How'd that work for you?
It got banned in the 60s. I'm a child of the 70s, so I don't know. But yeah, and apparently, according to the show, there were four settings on it, and the fourth setting was unbearable. So imagine a poor child wearing this underwear, and the first three settings didn't work.
Really?
And they went right to unbearable.
You know what? You know what, Junior? Take this.
I mean, it's,
you wet your bed, the bed again. Prepare to fry.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
So did the plug in, or was it battery powered?
I mean, battery powered. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but back in the '60s, they didn't have batteries that.
Oh, big battery. I imagine.
Yeah, probably a car battery.
Hey, my Delta 88 battery. Yeah. Hold on, hon. I'm getting the battery. So Lisa doesn't pee herself.
Junior's wet in the bed. Get the jumper cables.
That be normal. It's alive.
I mean, but in all honesty, in my work in the paranormal, a lot of these insane asylums, I mean, electric shock therapy was used for all sorts of things.
Yep.
I don't know.
For me.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I haven't researched enough. Maybe, Sacco.
Shock therapy has been used for
everything. Was it ever effective?
For everything.
On your penis?
Well, what? I mean.
They actually hooked it to the penis?
It's on the underwear.
Yeah, but it's not on the penis.
Come on.
But that's what shocked.
Well, it shocked your ass, shocked your penis.
I mean, that's different.
Sounds like a trip I had in the city back in the '70s.
That's a different kind of shock.
Yeah, but
seriously, was it ever proved to have any effectiveness?
Shock therapy is still used today.
Really?
Sure.
Treatment
still used today, but
for like
not,
seizures,
not as
right?
much as
for
it
seizures?
Used to. For seizures, for people with mental illness, certain types of mental illness that they can't get on track.
Uh-huh.
Shock therapy, when it's done to your head. It will erase
Which
your
one?
Recent memories.
It's, now,
like, it's
now,
like a reset.
Is it, yeah, but is the shock itself? is it something that's affecting your the body's electrical system,
mm-hmm.
or is it like a punishment? Like it's negative. What's the word?
Well, I imagine the underwear was a negative effect.
Exactly. And which is very different.
Yeah.
Than shock therapy, although has a negative effect. It's not pleasant.
I think as we're talking about the games that we need to have going on during this program, we need to have a shock therapy game.
Maybe we should have everyone hooked up.
Taser crew.
And then we all have a button.
Oh.
We could tase each other.
Hey now.
What about the Twinkie?
Stinky?
Well, okay. So, where do you fall on this? I mean, would you give one of those pair of underwear to your kids?
I don't think I would at this point. No. I think just amazing that that was their train of thought. That
I know. Would you put a shock collar in your dog?
Yes,
no doubt.
Look at that.
Yep.
Yeah, said that without hesitation.
No, I have one. It's right over there.
Yeah, I've done it for barking.
Yeah, and it works. I don't know that that's. I mean, maybe it's the same. I don't know what kind of voltage we're talking about. I don't know. Oh, what's going on? So you missed something?
Did you turn me off?
I did, but accidentally. Go ahead.
Never mind.
Try
it's
now.
Passed now.
I thought I was turning the other thing down. I thought I was turning the Twinkie down. I turned you down.
The Twinkie? Let's hear the Twinkie again.
Tell me about the Twinkie.
Tell me about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
What about it?
That's it. That's the Twinkie right there.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay. So, Rocco, you might have some sympathy for this guy. There's a thief in Oregon who went to a pet store. He wanted to get a python, and he decided the best way to get this python was to put it in his pants.
He didn't have one already.
Apparently not.
In his pants.
He was in a Portland pet store, and he was trying to steal a 2-foot-long python by putting it in his pants.
What doesn't he have now?
Now, one of the police officers in the area said no arrests have been made yet because they're still investigating. But the person's name, Christian, that's the owner of the store, said there's video surveillance that shows this suspect clearly putting the snake down his pants. So we know who did it, according to this person. We know where he lives. We know where he works. We know all about him. We know he has a girlfriend, which kind of I'm curious
about.
Maybe
she's using the snake.
And we're just waiting to get our snake back. They haven't gotten the snake back.
Well, where is the snake? Where's the snake?
The video shows the suspect and a blue-haired woman.
Mom.
And he takes the snake. He takes the snake out of the tank and puts it into his pants.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What the hell was that? Excuse
that
me.
That was the other animal in the back of the pet shop.
Excuse me.
I'm not even plugged in.
Yeah, you unplugged yourself.
I know.
There, Rocco. I don't know what happened over there. So
that was a cougar for the blue-haired woman.
Yeah.
And okay. I lost.
What kind of...
We got 10 minutes,
and
people.
He's just pressed in now. Here he goes.
We got 10 minutes, and we're going to...
Take a call, man.
Okay.
Drop it down.
Hold on. Let's.
I think we've covered about as much we can cover tonight,
yep.
Given the hurdles we've had to jump.
Part two.
We covered all three of my topics.
What were they again?
The underwear.
Oh, the shock underwear.
The potato.
The potato.
And then there was the one about the...
The Kit Kat? What are you doing over there?
That's Bo. Yeah.
This is your cord from when we play out. Isn't
oh, yeah.
Jocko, probably. This is your cord.
Probably. Well, don't play with it. What the hell?
What the hell happened? Is there a dentist in the house?
All right. Hey, listen. We appreciate you sticking with us if you did. And,
I quit.
Yeah, we're gonna get this shit figured out. And we will be back. It's G&D. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
We'll be right back.